You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
So this recipe was actually inspired by a tiramisu that my husband and myself had once in Spain, where they used some cookies as opposed to traditional ladyfingers. Hello everyone and welcome to Play Me a Recipe. I am your host today, Elisa Marshall, the founder of Maman Cafe and Bakery, and I'm also the author of the newly released cookbook with Clarkson Potter, Maman the Cookbook. Today we're going to be making one of my favorite recipes in the book, Mama's Cookie Tiramisu. This is in our book on page 220. It is also linked in the show notes, and you can also find it on food52.com. We're going to be gathering all of the ingredients, whipping together the cream mixture, soaking the cookies in some delicious espresso, and assembling all of the layers and showing different variations on how you can make and present this delicious dessert. So please feel free to pause, jump back using the podcast chapters if you need more time, and let's have fun cooking along together. So as mentioned prior, this is one of my favorite recipes in the book because it's super easy to make and it's great for the holidays because you can actually make it in advance and it really honestly tastes better when it's been in the fridge for a few days or even a few hours prior to serving. So this recipe was actually inspired by a tiramisu that my husband and myself had once in Spain, where they used some cookies as opposed to traditional ladyfingers. When COVID hit, unfortunately, we had a surplus of cookies and we're trying to get creative with ingredients that involved cookies and how we could recreate some recipes and utilize some ingredients that otherwise would probably end up getting thrown out. So we remembered this recipe that we always loved and started playing in the kitchen. Fortunately, it was during the exact time that we were doing all of our recipe testing and Mama's Cookie Tiramisu was born. So for this recipe, we are using our classic chocolate chip cookies with nuts, which is on page 151 in the book. This specific recipe has a combination of macadamia nuts, walnuts, and almonds, but you can really use any of your favorite homemade recipes or even store-bought chocolate chip cookies work great for this. I specifically love using our nutty chocolate chip cookies because I find it gives a really nice contrast and texture to the tiramisu, which is often soft and creamy. So to begin, we are going to lay out all of our ingredients and equipment needed. I love pre-portioning out all my ingredients to make sure I have everything that I need and to make the baking process smooth and easy. So first, when it comes to ingredients, we are going to start with 2 cups of heavy cream, 2 cups of mascarpone cheese, 1/4 cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 cup of espresso, 8 chocolate chip cookies, and 2 tablespoons of unsweetened cocoa powder. Now, if you don't have an espresso machine at home, you can also sub this for 1 cup of strong dark roast coffee, or simply get some powdered espresso and make 1 cup of espresso using that instead. And to elevate it a notch and for a little bit of extra garnish, I also love getting a bar of my favorite dark chocolate, which we can grate on top at the end. So now for the equipment, you are going to need a stand mixer with a whisk attachment and a classic bowl. And if you don't have a stand mixer, you can also always use traditional hand beaters. We will need a shallow, smaller bowl to soak the espresso and cookies in, a sieve, a rubber spatula, and your serving vessel. When it comes to the serving vessel, the recipe specifically calls for an 8-inch baking pan, but I really love creating this dessert in a variety of different vessels depending on the occasion. Specifically for the holidays, using my vintage wine glasses is a really fun and beautiful way for presentation. And I also really love using a variety of teacups and saucers as well if serving this for brunch. So once we have all of our ingredients laid out, we are going to start by making our traditional whipped cream. So unlike usual whipped cream, we're not actually going to be adding any sugar to this. That process is going to be mixed in with the mascarpone. So we are going to get our 2 cups of heavy cream and pour it into our mixing bowl. Then we are going to mix this on high for about 3 minutes until we see stiff peaks forming. So I'll see you back here in about 3 minutes. So next we're going to be making part 2 of the cream mixture, which is with the mascarpone, sugar, and vanilla. So I'm going to clean off my mixer, and in a separate or clean bowl, we are going to combine the 2 cups of mascarpone cheese, 1/4 cup of sugar, and 1 teaspoon of your favorite vanilla extract. Now, one thing to keep in mind here when it comes to the sugar is if your cookies are particularly sweet, you can always cut back on the amount of sugar here. I feel like a lot of the sweetness is actually going to come from the cookies themselves, so you can really play around adding as much as you prefer. Now, I did at one time not have mascarpone cheese and tried substituting for cream cheese, which actually didn't turn out too good, and I don't suggest. Cream cheese is actually a much firmer cheese with a bit of a stronger and bolder taste, whereas mascarpone has a much looser, smoother, velvety texture and has a little bit of a higher percentage of butterfat as well, which really kind of makes it mix much better with the whipped cream as opposed to the cream cheese mixture did. So avoid using the cream cheese and really try and stick to the mascarpone for this dessert. You are now going to want to mix this on high for about 1 minute until it's a smooth, creamy consistency, and definitely incorporating all of the ingredients so you no longer see any granulated sugar or vanilla. And we are now going to mix this on high for about 1 minute or until all the ingredients are fully combined. So once your mascarpone mixture is smooth, we are now going to take the whipped cream and the mascarpone mixture and combine the two using a rubber spatula. I like to fold these two ingredients together. I'm gently adding a little bit of whipped cream at a time to the mascarpone mixture to ensure not to deflate it. You still definitely want to keep the fluffiness that the whipped cream has, and the thick and heaviness of the mascarpone can tend to break it down a little bit, so you don't want to overmix here. It looks so delicious. And feel free to lick the beaters in between. It's a really nice, not too strong in flavor. The mascarpone is very delicate when it comes to flavor, and the sweetness is really light just having that 1/4 cup of sugar. So it's almost a nice, refreshing whipped cream. I also love using this on berries as well, as opposed to traditional whipped cream. Great, so now it's a really beautiful, thick, but fluffy consistency. Perfect for layering in between my cookies. All right, so let's head on to the next step, which is going to be the espresso. So now we are on to the fun part, which is soaking the cookies in the espresso mixture. Now I am using a wide and shallow bowl, and I am going to be using 1 cup of espresso, which is equivalent to about 6 shots. I'm pouring this into the bowl. It smells so good. Now, if you don't have an espresso machine at home, there are a few different options for you. As mentioned before, you can use a strong dark roast traditional coffee, or you can even get instant espresso. It's very easy to find at any grocery store. Don't suggest drinking it. It's not as good as the real thing, but definitely when baking to give that coffee flavor, it is a really good and easy cheat. Now, if you do love the coffee flavor and to enhance that in this dessert, I would also suggest keeping a little bit of the espresso powder on the side. And that's something you can mix in with the cocoa powder when we are layering the dessert, because it just really tends to give that little extra punch of coffee that I specifically love so much. Now, my espresso is a little bit warm. We just recently brewed the shots. The hotter it is, the quicker the cookies are going to saturate in it. So just be cautious of that, and you're really just going to use your judgment based on the texture of the cookies as to how long you need to soak them in the coffee for. Now, I am using 8 of our nutty chocolate chip cookies, as mentioned. These cookies specifically are on the bigger side. The ones I have are 100 grams. If you are using smaller cookies, if you're using store-bought cookies, really just base it on the gram weight as opposed to the actual count of cookies. And also keep in mind your vessel size as well. But we are going to break the cookies up, trying not to eat them, into, say, about 4 small pieces. They're so delicious. And now we are going to take this one cookie that I just broke up, and I'm going to place the 4 pieces into my coffee, and we're gonna let them soak. Now, I'm going to do this leaving them in for about 30 seconds because it is a little bit warm. And then, of course, flipping it on to the other side, making sure that this cookie is getting fully submerged in the coffee and it's really absorbing all that delicious flavor. Also, depending on how dry your cookie is, sometimes I find the store-bought ones tend to be a little bit crispier and drier than others. You might want to leave those ones in a little bit longer. You almost want to get a Play-Doh-like texture. So you can mush it around in the fingers. Think of it becoming back to its original form of being a dough. So this is kind of perfect. It feels so delicious and gooey in your fingers. And I am going to then choose the vessel that I'm going to be putting it in. So I have already selected the wine glasses for this one. The traditional recipe calls for using an 8-inch pan, but because I'm going to be serving this at one of my holiday parties, I love presentation and I really love the way that these cookies look in individual glasses. And I love the fact that I can make this in advance, throw it in my fridge, don't need to worry about presentation, and I can just pop it out of the fridge directly onto the table and serve it with a spoon. So I am going to grab my wine glass and my cookies that are soaked, and I'm going to create a layer. Now, the layers are going to depend based on the vessel. This is about a 10-ounce wine glass that I'm using. I'm planning on doing about 3 to 4 layers here. So I'm going to just do one small cookie piece at a time. Push it into the bottom, and I'm really using my fingers just to press it down entirely. It's going to be a little bit of a mess of excess coffee and liquid, but that is okay. It will absorb in the cookie over time. So right now, this is about 1 inch of cookie at the bottom. Now, following that, I'm grabbing a spoon. Now, you can use a spoon or a piping bag here, depending on the precision you're looking for. Sometimes if it's a really large clear vessel and I want to make sure that aesthetically it's beautiful and clean lines on the side, I will transfer my mascarpone mixture into a piping bag to ensure that it's even throughout. But today I'm going to be using a spoon because I think we're just going to be eating these so quickly, no one is really going to be paying too much attention. So I'm using the spoon. In the back of the spoon, I am slowly pushing down the mascarpone mixture to ensure that there's no air bubbles and to give me that smooth layer. So my layering technique for this is really just going to be cookies, mascarpone, and then finally, we're going to be finishing it off by dusting a little bit of cocoa powder. Now, the cocoa powder I'm going to sprinkle on the top of the mascarpone layer using a small sieve. just to give a nice dusting over the top. So as I mentioned before, for that extra little coffee kick, this is where I would then add the layer of espresso powder if you are a coffee addict like me and cannot get enough of the flavor. So it's really simple, because once you finish that process of the cookies, the mascarpone, and the cocoa, you're gonna do it all over again in the same vessel. I like to work one cup at a time, so I'll do all of the cookies in all of my six glasses, and then do the mascarpone mixture in all six glasses, and so on until I reach the top. Now, what is very important to remember is that you want to reserve, say, about a half to one cookie and keep it on the side, because I always love to use a non-soaked cookie as garnish on the top of the dessert, just to really showcase that this is a cookie tiramisu and it is not your traditional tiramisu. So let me give you guys a little bit of time now to complete the first few layers on all of your jars. So again, we're gonna start with our soaked cookies in the espresso, topped by our mascarpone mixture and sprinkled with a layer of cocoa. Then we will go on to the next. So hopefully you guys have your first layers of the cookies, mascarpone, and cocoa in whatever vessel you choose to use. And now on to the next. So here we are going to do one more layer of our espresso soaked cookies, followed by the mascarpone. And before we put on our cocoa powder, this is where we are going to use our cookie crumble toppings. So we are gonna take our half cookie or whole cookie, depending on the size, that we have kept aside and not soaked in the espresso. And we are going to crumble this up and sprinkle this up evenly over all of the different glasses. So once we have finished that, we do the final dusting of our cocoa powder and espresso powder, like chocolate snow sprinkling over everything. These look so pretty and delicious, and I love the way that they look from the side of the glass as well. So for these, what I'm going to do right now is put them directly in the fridge. I love to cover these with a beeswax wrap and keep them cool for about 3 hours to let all of the flavors merge and marinate together. The cookies do tend to get a little bit harder, and the mascarpone mixture soaks up some of that delicious espresso flavor as well, making every bite so delicious. So definitely serve these chilled directly out of the fridge. I don't recommend you letting them sit room temperature for very long. They are really good cold. And as mentioned prior, this is something that honestly I find tastes better the day later. Might not last that long in the fridge once you test this recipe out. Definitely doesn't at my house, but it is a really great and easy dessert to prepare, especially around the holidays. I like to do a few of these and just keep them in the fridge for when those guests just randomly show up at the door, or when that sweet craving kind of hits. Now, the one funny thing that my husband and I always joke about as well is how many cookies are actually in this and how easy it is to eat them. I'd say in the portions that I made today, there's probably about 2 whole chocolate chip cookies in here, and it is so easy to sit down and eat that entire thing in one serving, yet it's so hard to sit down and eat 2 full chocolate chip cookies on your own. So be careful you don't indulge too much and too quickly. And I hope you guys really enjoy this recipe as much as we do. And thank you so much for letting me play you a recipe today. And if you love this and many others, and even want to try making our nutty chocolate chip cookie on your own for this recipe, you can check out more recipes in our book, Mama the Cookbook. And you can also check us out on our social handles at @MamaNYC_, or visit one of our New York City stores, Toronto or Montreal. So thanks again for listening today. Wishing you all a very happy holiday, and hope you have delicious, delicious memories making this recipe. Thank you.